You know two things that just don't go together or shouldn't go together? Springtime and procrastination. Hi, I'm Rob West. The birds are coming back, the daffodils are blooming, and the maintenance chores you put off all winter need to get done. Maybe you can work off a little winter weight in the process. I have a to-do list for you, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Okay, so here at FaithFi, we always want to help you manage your time, talent, and treasure. And make no mistake, do-it-yourself preventative maintenance is a wise use of all three of those gifts you received from God. The more time and talent you have, the less of your treasure you'll have to use to get things done. But if you don't have the physical ability or know-how to do any of the chores on our list, it's also wise to hire someone to do them. Now, of course, we always want to use the Bible as our ultimate guide, and Proverbs 14:23 tells us, "In all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty." That means we'd better get started with our list. So first up, inspect your outdoor air conditioning unit to make sure it's ready for summer. Look for debris inside and around the unit. Leaves and other material can collect over the winter and could cause damage when the system kicks in. Of course, it's always wise to have a qualified heating and cooling contractor clean the coils and service the outside unit, and that's not a DIY project for most folks. An annual maintenance checkup to clean coils, change filters, and possibly add coolant can add years of service to the unit. Definitely worth having done. Next up, take a look at the roof. You may be able to do this from the ground, and we'd recommend that if possible. Did you lose any shingles over the winter? If you spot damage, you can call in a professional roofer to make repairs. You may also want to start saving a little each month toward a new roof. They do wear out, and these days can cost anything from $7,000 to $15,000 or more, depending on the size of your house. Set up a separate savings account that can earn interest until your roof needs replacement. Our next spring maintenance chore can't be done from the ground. Inspect for loose, leaky, or clogged gutters around the house. You'll need to get on a ladder for this one, so if you're not comfortable and careful doing that, again, it's better to hire someone. It's important to have this done, though, because drainage problems can lead to water entering your basement or crawl space, causing further damage. If the gutters are only clogged, you can try removing the debris from the ground with one of those hose attachments shaped like a candy cane. Various models sell online for $15 to $115. Anytime you can avoid getting on a ladder, it's best to do it. Next, check around the yard and next to the foundation for low areas. They can fill with spring rains and also threaten to flood the house. You can fill them with soil and spread grass seed there to eliminate the problem. You should also test your outside faucets for freeze damage. How do you do that, you ask? Well, it's pretty simple, actually. Just put your thumb firmly over the faucet opening and then turn on the water. If you can stop water from coming out of the faucet, the pipe inside your home is probably ruptured from freezing. Turn the water off immediately and replace the entire faucet unit. Unless you're very handy, you'll probably have to call a plumber for that one. By the way, if you're wondering why the pipe inside your house wasn't leaking all winter, it's because the actual shutoff valve for the faucet is in the pipe, a foot or more inside the house. That prevents flooding if the pipe closest to the outside wall is ruptured. Okay, here's a spring maintenance project you may not have thought of. If you stacked firewood for heating over the winter on your deck or otherwise near your home, it's time to move it. You don't want it close to the house over the summer while termites and carpenter ants get busy. Move the wood further away or stack it away from the house to begin with so you don't have to move it in the spring. Here's another one, especially if you live in the north where moisture is constantly freezing and thawing. That can cause cracks in your concrete patio, sidewalk, and driveway. So inspect those areas and fill any cracks with cement filler or silicone caulk. Otherwise, they'll just keep growing and widening every winter. And one last spring maintenance project, prepare your lawnmower for another season. Do a walk-around inspection and tighten or repair outside components on the mower, such as handles, grass chutes, and wheels. Then change the spark plug and oil and inspect air, oil, and fuel filters and replace as needed. All right, those are your spring maintenance tips. We hope they help you to have an enjoyable summer season. Your calls are next. 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Reputation matters to most people. It directly impacts what people say and think about them. But what if a good reputation is unfounded? What if it's only a facade and not the reality of who you really are? That's what happened to the church in Sardis in Revelation 3. They had a great reputation, but Jesus, who knows all things, saw their heart. That's why Jesus says, "I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up." This is a warning motivated by love, and a warning we should heed as well. Are you living a double life? Well, wake up and come to Jesus. Get daily encouragement from God's Word with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
This is Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. So thankful to be back with you with our regular programming. But let me say a huge thank you to so many of you, so many thousands of you that stepped up during our spring share-a-thon, Faithful God at American Family Radio, and pledged your support. We are incredibly grateful, but we're also delighted to get back to what we love to do, and that is to bring you our regularly scheduled program that I know you look forward to as well. Today, this hour, we're looking at God's money in light of biblical wisdom. That's right. Everything belongs to the Lord, and we want to help you steward that wisely in whatever area you're thinking about in your financial life today. We've got lines open. We're looking forward to hearing from you today with your calls and questions on any financial topic. You can get through quickly, you can be anonymous, or give us your name, but we'd love to know what God's doing in your financial life. Maybe you have a testimony today, or there's a question you've been wrestling with in your financial life, and you're just wanting to get some counsel on it, whether it's debt-related, paying off credit card debt, maybe it's thinking about your health care and a health savings account. Maybe it's your investments in the market and what's going on there with all of the volatility. Perhaps you're looking at saving for the future or living within your means. Whatever it might be, we'd love to talk about it today at 800-525-7000. Again, that number is 800-525-7000. You can call right now. The Biden administration has announced it will cancel another $7.4 billion in student debt. This move affects more than 275,000 borrowers. It's not quite a done deal, however. Two states, Kansas and Missouri, have filed separate lawsuits arguing the administration has overstepped its authority in forgiving student debt. I would happen to agree with that. We'll get Jerry Boyer's take on it a little later in the broadcast when Jerry stops by. Bottom line on this one, the Education Department says this latest round of cancellations is part of an accelerated, what they call, SAVE plan that allows forgiveness after 10 years of consistent payments. The cancellations generally affect younger workers, which, by the way, as you might imagine, is a key demographic in the president's reelection bid. You know, my view on this, the president doesn't have the authority to do it, A. B, he's putting this on the taxpayers, so this is completely unlike anything we would see in scripture with regard to debt forgiveness that was not put down or put forward by, in our case, the executive branch for political favor. That would have been on a scheduled basis, and it would have been decided in advance. You know, the president doesn't have the money to pay for this. It's inflationary at best over the long term, not to mention doesn't help us solve our debt problem in this country. We'll get Jerry's take on that a little later, but certainly something to keep an eye on as obviously the Biden administration continues to put forward these debt cancellations one after the other. Taking your calls today, though, 800-525-7000. You know, periodically, I like to go back and just look at what does God's word say at a high level about our money, and how can we glean principles from the counsel of Scripture that apply? And, you know, the starting place whenever we think about money management is, of course, that God owns it all. Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. So when we recognize God's ownership, then that puts us in our proper role, that of steward or manager, and money then becomes a tool to accomplish God's purposes. We have to know the heart of the master to handle the master's money wisely. So we begin there, which makes every spending decision a spiritual decision. Now, you might say, wait a minute, Rob, are you taking that too far? No, think about this. I mean, you and I are money managers for the King of Kings, and the way we handle God's money is really one of the most clear indications of what we value, where our hearts are. Remember, Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The late Larry Burkett was fond of saying that the way we handle money is the clearest indicator into what's going on in our lives spiritually, because it's not only a demonstration of what we value, it's a tangible demonstration of where we placed our trust ultimately. So once we accept that idea, that is in fact a game changer, because it changes how we view money, how we handle it. It takes us to our knees to say, God, how would you have me to handle your money? And then we move into the daily practical decisions, gleaning wisdom from God's word. So we look to Scripture and we say, okay, how should we live, give, owe, and grow? The only four things we can do with money: spending on our lifestyle, the money we give away, the money we owe for debt and taxes, and the money we grow for short-term and long-term savings, which is ultimately how we'll fund our longer-term goals. Well, we start with this idea of living expenses, and the key there is around cash flow and spending less than we earn. It means we have to accept God's contentment that he can give us. That's a learned behavior. We need to learn what it is like to live with contentment. The Apostle Paul talked about that, living within God's provision, even though the world, the culture, would allow us to live outside of God's provision through something called debt. This is a classic problem we see over and over again. We spend more than we take in. That leads to debt, which is ultimately a self-control and discipline issue. Philippians 4, 11 and 12, I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low. I know what it is to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Those are the words of the Apostle Paul talking to us about contentment. So here's the big idea in this area of live and spending less than we earn. Reducing living expenses is the key way, the quickest way to increase cash flow. Now, I realize it's harder now than ever before, and so it's something we've got to spend some time working on. We've got to create that spending plan. We've got to make hard decisions. We've got to eliminate spending that allows us to free up margin so we can, in fact, live within our means and then have something left over in order to be able to put toward longer-term goals. We'll continue to move through these over the broadcast, but in the meantime, let's take a phone call. We've got a few lines open, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Oregon to begin today. Hi, Betty. Go right ahead.
Good morning. I am calling on behalf of a friend in Colorado, and she is in desperate need of cash flow, and she has equity in a home. She's single, and my thought was, why can't she get a reverse mortgage? And she's telling me that in Colorado, that's not an option for her because she's a senior. And so I'd like more information about a reverse mortgage. And is it different between the states? And whether or not you're a senior, and who can I contact on her behalf?
Yeah, very good question there. You're eligible for a reverse mortgage, as long as you're 62 years old, generally speaking, you live in the home as your primary residence, and you have sufficient equity in the house. Which would typically be 50% equity or more. No reason there in Colorado she shouldn't be able to get that. And so there's a variety of reverse mortgages. What I would recommend is that she look for what's called a HECM, which is a home equity conversion mortgage. It's another name for a reverse mortgage. But what's important here is that the home is the only collateral for the reverse mortgage. So if she converts that equity to an income stream and lives to 150 and the house declines in value, let's take the worst case scenario, and she ends up, borrowing more than the home will satisfy, the Federal Housing Administration, the FHA, will step in and cover the difference. So this is a great option for her as a planning tool to increase cash flow. Here's where you go. Go to our friends at Movement Mortgage at movement.com/faith, movement.com/faith. She can put in her information and somebody will give her a call. Thanks for your call, Betty. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. Tim Wildman here, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. We just want to pause and say thank you to everyone who called in and made a pledge, a gift to American Family Radio during our share-a-thon. It's just such an encouragement for us here at AFR to hear back from our listeners all over the country. So we want to say thank you. We want to say God bless you. And we want to ask for your continued prayers and support. God bless you.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Transgenderism, critical race theory, and evolution. Is your child or grandchild ready to face these and other issues on campus? Hi, I'm Kirby Anderson with Probe Ministries and Point of View. You know, many Christians leave the church after they graduate, but they don't have to graduate from God. That's why we have the Mind Games Camp this year, June 16 to 22nd, a week of presentations, role play, as well as fun at camp. Sign up today at probe.org and help them meet these challenges to their faith.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Just before the break, we were talking to Betty. Let me circle back to that just for a moment. Betty was talking about her friend who's in desperate need of some money to balance the budget, has plenty of home equity. She was asking about a reverse mortgage. We talked about a home equity conversion mortgage. Now, you might hear me talk about that and say, are you sure? Reverse mortgages? I thought those got a bad rap. And they did for a long time. They were not used properly. There were certain types of reverse mortgages that were used and should not have been. I look at it like this. Number one, the Bible is clear. There are clear warnings in Scripture around the use of debt. We need to heed that. We need to be very careful with our use of debt. It certainly can cause a lot of problems. I like the idea of us moving toward being debt-free by the time we enter retirement, owning our home outright. I think there is a lot of peace of mind that comes with that. I like the fact that we're unencumbered. I think that gives us more flexibility to follow the leading of the Lord. And often many of us will have convictions around being debt-free. And if that's you, go for it and don't look back. Now, I will say that using a home equity conversion mortgage or a type of reverse mortgage in that season of life should be considered as a planning tool for some folks. And usually in a situation where you get to that season of life and you're ill-prepared, meaning you've not saved enough, maybe you still have a sizable mortgage, that's putting a strain on the family finances, and it's just really limiting your ability to cover your bills and, you know, frankly, enjoy that season of life. And often a reverse mortgage that can come in, at the minimum, just pay off that existing mortgage, even if you don't draw another dollar out, that stops that monthly payment, which frees up a lot of cash flow in that season of life. That can be a game changer. Now, for somebody who owns their home, actually having that equity available as a line of credit or even an income stream for life for you or you and your spouse, let's say, is a great opportunity to either allow you to delay taking Social Security. So you take the reverse mortgage for a period of time, and then maybe you stop at some point when you convert to Social Security. And by the way, because you've waited to age 70, now it's 25% higher than it would have been. And so that allows you to balance your budget. Again, there's just planning tools. And if this is one of other assets, your home equity, that is appreciating, and because this is non-recourse debt, meaning nobody's going to come after you personally to satisfy this loan, the only thing that will satisfy it is your home. And at your death or upon the sale of the home, the reverse mortgage is paid back with interest and fees, of course, just like any mortgage. So a really interesting idea, I think, for some folks to consider in this season of life, if it fits and if it fits, you know, your convictions as well as a Christ follower. So something to think about. If you have questions on it, let's talk about it. I would always start by trying to solve the gap between income and expenses other ways first. Maybe you can dial it back or downsize. Certainly you could look at that before deciding to take a reverse mortgage. If you want to know more, visit our friends at Movement Mortgage, movement.com/faith. All right, let's head back to the phones. Looks like we have two lines open, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Oklahoma. Hi, Evelyn. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I have a couple of retirement plans through one account, and I'm needing some cash, like, quickly.
Yes.
So I want to withdraw both of them, but there's only like $9,000 in each account, so it's like $18,000. But they're wanting to withhold the 20% plus fees, so that's like $2,200 on each account. Is that normal?
It is, yeah. So most 401, is this a 401k?
One's a 401a and one's a 457.
Okay, yeah. Typically, you will have that withholding, just because most plan administrators will require it. And you know, basically, that's just being sent to the IRS. It is going to be taxable to you at a minimum, so it will be added to your taxable income. So oftentimes, that 20% may not even cover the tax owed on the distribution. It's really a starting point more than anything. Are you under 59 and a half, Evelyn?
No, I'm over.
Okay. All right. So you're not going to have the penalty, but it is certainly going to be taxable. And this will just make sure that you've got a good head start toward paying whatever you owe. Now, of course, if you don't owe as much as they're withholding, then you would get that back at tax time based on your federal tax rate. So, you know, when you file your taxes, depending on your tax bracket, that would be the time that you get it back. But generally, you know, this is very common and often it is required.
Okay.
Yeah, so, unfortunately.
All right.
Are there other options, Evelyn, where that you could consider? I realize you said you kind of need this in a hurry.
I don't know of any.
Okay. What is it you're needing to do? Are these home repairs or something else?
No.
Okay.
Personal issues. Yeah.
Yeah. No worries. Very good. Well, it's not unexpected. This is very typical. And, it's just getting you started toward making sure you have something paid into the IRS so you don't get caught with a big tax bill. Hopefully you'll get a little bit of that back, especially in this season of life where income is lower. Thank you for your call today. Let's go to North Carolina. Hi, Kelly. Go right ahead.
Hi. I have some elderly parents, and they have a home that's paid off, but they helped my brother with a business loan, so they do have a small home equity line. It's about $60,000. Their home value is probably around $200,000, but the house is in great need of repair and update.
Yeah.
They're both retired on their Social Security. And so just trying to figure out what's the best way to facilitate these repairs that are going to need. It's going to be a really big project that's going to have to be done. There's some structural things.
Yeah.
And so what's the best way to do this without breaking them financially?
Sure. No, I can completely understand that. Not only do they have the $60,000, but these major repairs and renovations as well. Do me a favor, stay on the line. After the break, I'll tackle this. We'll be right back. Did you know the average person walks nearly 2,000 miles a year? Now think about the millions of children around the world who risk disease and miss out on opportunities simply because they walk those 2,000 miles without a decent pair of shoes. Around the world, Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls provides access to health, education, hope, and opportunity through the gift of shoes. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Moore, Senior Evangelist on Christ in Prophecy. With all the uncertainty in the world today, it's good to know that God's promises never change. On Christ in Prophecy, we'll examine the signs of the times and consider what's really happening in the world today through the lens of God's prophetic word. To hear more biblical hope for the future, join me for Christ in Prophecy, Sundays at 11 a.m. Central, right here on American Family Radio, and find out what's really going on in the world.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at AFN.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at AFN.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Hey, if you'd like to find a financial advisor who shares your values, we recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. You can find a CKA in your area who's been trained to bring biblical financial wisdom to you, has met high standards in character and competence and experience, and a pastor and client reference. Just go to faithfi.com and you can click Find a Professional at the top of the page. We were talking to Kelly before the break in North Carolina. Kelly's parents have a home equity loan that they took out, about $60,000, to help her brother with a business. They also have a home that's in desperate need of repair. Kelly, are they currently paying on that home equity loan just interest only, or do you know that's the status of that?
It is interest only, and my brother is making payments on it as well. So, so the balance is coming down, but right now it's interest only, and they're making lump sum payments. So he's hoping to have it paid off within the next year or two.
Okay. So the plan is that he's going to be paying it off. They're just covering the interest in the meantime.
Correct. That is correct.
Okay. So what are they putting toward the mortgage just to keep it current every month on average? Do you know?
On average, it's between $400 and $500 a month.
Okay, $400 to $500 a month, and that's coming out of their cash flow. But then, when he has money available, he's sending lump sums to reduce the overall principal balance. Correct?
Right. That's
okay.
Correct.
All right. And how are they doing just in terms of meeting their monthly obligations? You know, given this $400 to $500 a month and they're just on Social Security alone, they've got obviously other expenses. I mean, are they right up to the edge, going underwater? Where are
they're right up to the edge. They're right up to the edge. They have money to eat out, you know, every now and then and things like that. But it's very close.
Yeah. Okay, very good. And what do you think they need to spend on the house? Have they gotten a contractor in there to begin to try to understand the amount that they need to put in?
No, we have not, but we do know there is some structural issues. And our plan, after, not wanting to think about their death, but after they are gone, our plan is to keep the property and have it as a rental. And so we want to reconfigure the home a little bit to maximize the space, because there's some wasted space. So I'm thinking it would easily be a $100,000 project.
Okay.
Because the kitchen needs to be done and both bathrooms need to be redone, and those are big ticket items already.
Yeah. But given that they're right up to the edge, I mean, obviously, if we're looking with an eye toward making it certainly livable for them and enjoyable, even improving it, but also with an eye toward making it a rental, which would benefit, you know, you and your brother down the road. What are the thoughts on how that would be done, how that would be funded, just given their current financial situation?
Right. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Okay. How much of this could wait until after you all inherit it, which we realize could be, you know, decades down the road, Lord willing. Let's say they live a long time. But, you know, what about, you know, getting the more immediate things done now and then waiting on some of those renovations? I mean, do you have a feel for what needs to be done right away?
The bathrooms are major. Both of the bathrooms are in desperate need. The
okay.
kitchen could wait.
Okay.
But there, again, there is structural, and I know the roof needs to be redone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, one of the options here is what we talked about a moment ago, which is a home equity conversion mortgage. The benefit of that is you could get a line of credit against the home, probably up to 50% of the home's equity. So, you know, there's a little bit of a sticking point here with this line of credit that's outstanding that, you know, hopefully your brother's going to pay down sooner rather than later. But let's say they could get an additional $40,000. Pay off the reverse mortgage, get an additional $40,000. Your brother could keep paying through them against the principal because you can reduce that balance at any time. The nice thing is that there wouldn't be any payments. And so the 60 plus the 40, and then as it gets paid back, it becomes available again, but there's no payments. So that balance just continues to grow over time with fees and interest that would be commensurate with a typical prevailing mortgage interest rate. And then obviously at some point that's going to need to be paid off, you know, at their death, you know, when you all inherit the home. You and your brother, if you own it together and you're planning to go into business together and rent it out as landlords, then you all would have to refinance it at that point and get a conventional mortgage to pay off the reverse mortgage. But the nice thing would be that, you know, your parents would be able to do the renovations, not have that mortgage payment on it. And they could get rid of the payment on the home equity loan, which frees up $400 to $500 a month. And then as that money is the $60,000 is paid back by your brother, it becomes available to them to do even more renovations. But again, no mortgage payment. So it really helps the cash flow. So that's probably the best option that I can think of, just given all of the pieces and parts and given their limited income right now. Does that make sense, though?
Right. Yeah. So you're saying to do a reverse mortgage and then for $100,000, that would
That's right.
pay off the 60, give 40 for the repairs that need to be done. And then upon their death, we would have to convert it to an actual mortgage and do whatever else we might want to do.
Correct. And then, you know, the home would continue to appreciate, which homes typically do over a longer period of time, but the balance would grow because they're not making payments on it. So instead of the balance declining over time, it's going to grow over time with the interest that is accruing. Now, again, if that 60, poor, you know, if the 60,000 of the 100 is eventually paid back by your brother, well, then, you know, the balance is only 40 plus interest and fees unless they borrow more against that line of credit, because it would become available to them as your brother, you know, through them pays it back. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah,
so
I mean, that would be
sense.
One option. And the nice thing, again, about that is you know, they wouldn't have a mortgage payment, which, you know, really just helps to free up not only immediate cash flow because they're no longer covering the interest, unless they want to and have the ability to do that. They could cover the interest each month, but if they don't want to, they don't have to. So now they could reclaim that $400 to $500 a month and do the renovations. And, you know, they've got a little bit more margin now for their lifestyle.
Right, right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay. And so does interest accrue while it's a reverse mortgage at the end?
It accrues while, yeah, over time. So it's, you know, let's say the interest rate is 7% right now, which is probably about right. Because you're not making a payment, whatever that balance is, so let's say it's initially it's 60 because they have to pay off the second mortgage or the home equity loan. And then prior to borrowing the additional 40, that 60 would be growing by 7% a year, the interest on it, because there's no payment being made. Now, if they want to cover the interest, they can. But if they don't, that balance is slowly increasing over time because no payments are being made.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Well, thank you for your insight.
You're welcome, Kelly. We appreciate your call today. If you want to get more information, our friends at Movement Mortgage could help you with that. Movement.com/faith. Thanks for your call today. Back with Jerry Boyer and a few more calls as well. We'll be right back.
We don't have to be like the 10 that said it can't be done. It's too big. The Giants are too big. We need to be like Joshua and Caleb and say, you know what? There are Giants. This is a massive problem. When you have a nation that is ignorant of the principles that produce a free society, start where you can. It's the only way I know. It's a little bit at a time.
Join Walker Wildman and Rick Green as they tackle today's issues from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. At the Core, 1 p.m. Central weekdays on AFR.
Today's issues, making sense of the issues of the day.
If Hamas wants a ceasefire, they could let the hostages go. Uh-huh. They've still got over how many? Over 100?
Just over 100.
I mean, Hamas slaughtered
1,200 men, women, and children.
On one day?
Yes.
Why aren't there protests for that? It seems like everything's supposed to be on Israel.
Today's issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're coming up in this segment today. Jerry Boyer will join us here in just a moment, and then we'll head back to the phones. We've got calls holding there, and perhaps room for one more at 800-525-7000. Here on a Friday, Jerry Boyer, president of Boyer Research, and our resident economist stops by with his market commentary. Jerry, it's been a couple of weeks since we've spoken. I hope you're well. Tell us what's new in the investing and economic world that you might want to comment on today.
Well, and I've missed you, Rob.
I've missed you as well, Jerry.
All right. So, no surprise, at least not to anyone who's been listening to our conversations. We got new inflation data out, and inflation is up, not down. Any kind of political narrative that indicates that inflation has been falling is really manufactured. Yeah. I mean, the only kind of true version of that story is that inflation got extremely high, like once in a generation high at 10%, and it's not there now, but it's still well above average. And in the latest month's data, which came out this week, higher than it's been in recent months. So it's going up, not down. And that means that the central bank probably is going to want to lift interest rates, which is just another way of saying pulling money out of the system, fighting inflation by pulling money out of the system. The central bank, the Fed, was really kind of taking its victory laps a little early, in indicating, well, we're going to be cutting rates soon. And when they say they're going to be cutting rates soon, what they're really saying is, well, you know, we're going to be putting money into the system, which is a way of saying we're not worried about inflation. Well, yeah. Now the new data says that they should have been worried about inflation. And that's going to be a problem for markets, because largely what's been driving market strong performance for the past several years isn't necessarily that the economy is doing great or that businesses are growing very quickly, but that, in fact, the Fed, the central bank, is just pumping money into the system. And when you pump money into financial markets, they go up. They go up whether it's merited by the fundamentals or not, because it's just new money pouring into the system. And so this is the thing that came up at the KA conference that Bob Dahl and David Bahnsen talked about, which is, you know, if the economy is still inflationary, that means the Fed can't keep pumping money into the system. They can't keep pushing the gas, which I think is a kind of a headwind for markets, that's what we saw was the market reaction to that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I know Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan was out today talking about what you're speaking about, and that is the Fed's efforts to draw down its assets. He said, we've never truly experienced the full effect of quantitative tightening, the technical term of this, on this scale. So explain to us what that really means in terms of drawing down the assets. And then secondly, to Jamie's point, is the volume or the quantity of this something that really is unprecedented?
Yeah, so is he a pal of yours? He's Jamie. He's a first name bassist. Do you hang out? Or...
Mr. Yeah, Dimon. Mr. Dimon.
He's Mr. Dimon to you, sir. By the way, we should talk a little bit about him and some of the stuff he's been saying about proxy voting and politicization of capital. But let's stick with his economics. That's his day job. And that's what we've been asking him to do, stick to his day job. And I think he's right. This is a gigantic experiment in human history. We've never done anything like this before in the United States. Now, they did similar stuff in European countries, and sometimes they got hyperinflation in the Weimar Republic and, you know, situations where people were taking a wheelbarrow of money to the store to buy bread, and they go inside and they come out and the money's there in a pile on the sidewalk, but someone stole the wheelbarrow. We're not there yet. I don't want to sound alarmist, but there have been experiments with extreme monetary policy. The United States has always been a lot more disciplined, though, than this. I think we have enough of a biblical heritage that we're not in the wheelbarrows of money type situation. But by our standards, we've never done anything like this before. And frankly, there's no reason to have any confidence that we can get out of this painlessly. With all the talk about a soft landing, and the predictions last year of a soft landing, well, this isn't a soft landing. This is inflationary. This is slower economic growth, not a recession, but slower economic growth and high inflation. And it's harming people. Groceries are up almost like more than 30% since the president took the oath of office. Not to be too political about it, but since this is the president who's claiming he brought inflation down, let's just be clear. Your groceries cost a third more. So that's the record from the time he took the oath of office. So how do you get out of that situation? I mean, easy money, I'm not the first person to say it, is a lot like an addiction in someone's life. It makes you feel good, but it makes your life worse over the long run. And we have not really figured out how to get off of that morphine drip of easy money. And every time the central bank signals that we're going to raise interest rates a little more, we're not going to, we're going to stop that drip, markets freak out and they get scared and they go down. And the only thing that makes them happy again is when the central bank says, oh, no, it's okay. We're going to turn the drip back on again. So there really isn't any easy, painless way out of this, which is one of the reasons why I think people need to be prepared for low economic growth. They need to have the emergency funds. They need to have a capital cushion. They need to have a social cushion. That's one of the people don't talk about this, but a lot of the generosity agenda isn't just about helping other people. It's about creating social networks that help you. So you know, when you're generous, especially when you're generous with your local church or local ministries, that doesn't mean you shouldn't give abroad and missions and all the rest. But when you're doing that, you're building a social safety net for your whole community. That's one of the ways you get through hard times.
Yeah. Well, what we know, though, Jerry, and that's great advice, is that so far in 2024, despite what we had heard from the Fed and even the president, is we've consistently seen higher than expected inflation data, well above the Fed's 2% target. And that just means we're going to continue to push out these rate decreases that the market has apparently already priced in. And therefore, the market's going to be under pressure. And so is our economy, right?
Right. Well above the target, well above their own predictions, and well above historic averages. The only reason that anyone can try to say we're not in a high inflation environment is because 2 years ago we were in an ultra high inflation environment. Yeah. So it only looks bad compared to some of the worst monetary policy in 50 years. Compared to long-term history, it's bad. But no, yeah, used to be over twice as high when it was up 10%, but that was never sustainable. 10% inflation is an emergency. All right, yeah. The emergency's over, but the crisis isn't over.
Yeah, very good. All right, Jerry, we always appreciate it. I missed you, buddy. I'm glad you're back, and it was fun to catch up. Next week, let's check in on some corporate engagement work. I know that continues for you and your team, right?
Will do.
All right. God bless you. Have a great weekend. That's Jerry Boyer. He's our resident economist, joins us each Friday in this segment of the broadcast with his analysis and commentary. All right. Let's head back to the phones before we run out of time here today to, let's see, Louisiana. Hi, Don. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi there. How can I help?
Hello. Yes. I've got an IRA that, and it's all in stocks. And I'm a little concerned about the market, and I'm just looking for some instrument, probably a bond, that I could put some of that money in to protect it.
Yeah. What is the approximate value, the total investable assets, Don, that you're talking about?
About $800,000, I think.
Okay. Yeah. And are you managing all of this yourself?
I am, yes.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I mean, I think a mix of, you know, when we look at that fixed income portion, whatever percent you want of that, assuming you have some even small portion in stocks to provide a growth component over time that you wouldn't have to touch in the event it was down, whatever portion is in fixed income, I like treasuries here. I mean, U.S. government bills, bonds, and notes, I'd stay on the shorter end of the duration, but I think treasuries, you know, I like the yields. They will continue to do well as rates fall whenever that comes. And to our previous conversation with Jerry Boyer, it's probably not as quickly as we had expected, which means you'll continue to get these higher yields, and then the prices, the underlying prices, will increase as the rates fall. I think you could do that alongside some high quality corporate bonds, which would be a great option. And then you could even ladder, you know, some brokered CDs in there as well while we have, you know, these higher rates right now. And I think the mix of all of that would do quite well. You have enough in the way of investable assets that you could do individual pieces of ownership there. So you could buy individual bonds, you know, the brokered CDs, and then, you know, the individual treasuries, or you could buy it through a basket of investments like a bond mutual fund or a bond index. You could even look at one of the faith-based investing bond options as well, where they're looking at bond holdings, but with a social impact component to it as well. So, you know, I think you're on the right track here, and I think the interest rate environment is going to be conducive for you, because those who were in these types of investments previously, before the rates started heading up, they got hurt on the prices, whereas you're going to benefit from those prices coming down. All the while, you have, you know, those great yields to boot. So hopefully that helps you, sir. Larry in Ohio, let's see if we can get you on the broadcast tomorrow. I know you have a question about your son and lending him some money. It's a great question. It comes up from time to time, and I'd love to weigh in on it. So you stay right there. Our team will see if we can get you scheduled to be on the broadcast, perhaps first tomorrow. Thanks for calling, sir, and I apologize we didn't get you on the program today. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us today. Always a joy to talk to you, to hear your stories, to be able to share biblical counsel on managing God's money. Hey, if you haven't checked out our new study, Rich Toward God, it's available on our website, faithfi.com. It's a perfect resource for a small group. To unpack this really profound and powerful parable in God's Word found in Luke 12 that finishes with this idea of what does it mean to live rich toward God. Hey, let me invite you to be a monthly partner of ours here at FaithFi as a listener-supported ministry. We can't do this without you. You can learn more at faithfi.com/give. That's faithfi.com/give. Thanks to my team today, Robert Youngblood, Jim Henry, Devin Patrick, and the entire team here at FaithFi. Can't do it without them. We'll see you next time. In the meantime, may the Lord bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.